Hi, this is Rick Maurer. I want to talk to you about a deceptively simple concept that can enhance your ability to lead change. And that's the difference between why and how. That's the difference between why questions and how questions. When people are asking why questions, they're asking, why are we talking about this? Why is she up there presenting this stuff to us? The why represents questions of confusion, bewilderment. People don't know why we're talking about this. They don't know why we've got plans for X or Y or Z. How questions, on the other hand, deal with tactics. How are we going to get started? How are we going to carry this out? How are we going to do it? There is a huge difference between why questions and how questions, and often they get mixed up. I'm not interested in your plans, your how-tos, until I've addressed the why questions to my own satisfaction. I need to be able to go, oh, I see. I see what the challenge is. Okay, how are we going to do it? Because if I'm not at that point, I'm just not interested. Give you an example, and I see this happen a lot in organizations. A well-meaning manager gets up in front of his or her colleagues, and the first three slides deal with why this change is critical to the organization. And then the next 150 mind-numbing slides deal with how we're going to pull it off. Well, if they don't convert the sinners in those first three slides, they aren't going to convert them later. At slide number 49, people are not going to suddenly slap their foreheads and go, oh, I see. This is critical. Could you back up and start over again? And the reason that isn't going to happen, they will have tuned out 35 slides ago. Because as soon as you go into talking about, and here are the timelines, and here's our Gantt chart, and here are the budget projections, if they don't know why this is important, they're not listening. The good news is, if you pay attention to why, you get less resistance. Because you got more people saying, of course we've got to do something. You got more people leaning in, more people willing to take a part in this because they see this is critically important. And unfortunately, the why questions get passed over way too quickly in organizations, and then we continually get resistance throughout the life of the change, and we don't know why. So I would really urge you, on the next change you work on, to say, are we adequately addressing the why questions for the various stakeholders? Because if we're not, we're going to have a fight on our hands. And fighting takes resources, it takes time, and it increases the risk of failure. So I just urge you to think about why versus how and say, what's this meeting coming up all about? Is it a how meeting? Is it a why meeting? And if it's a why meeting, how do we make a compelling case? I hope this helps. Thanks a lot for listening.